Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There's been a lot of talk, of course, about the pressure that South Africans are under with regard to the economy. And one of the places, of course, is the fact that we are going to be paying more for electricity. Speaking to us this morning is Frank Hinder, manager for pricing and tariffs at City Power. A very good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, so obviously you've got a difficult job to do, which is to talk about the tariff increases. Take us through the process that led to this increase.
Electricity distribution obviously is regulated by NERSA, and as a distributing entity, we buy our supplies from ESCOM. So we have therefore two aspects to our cost element. First is the bulk purchase cost, and as well as our operating cost. Now, the increase essentially is driven by the bulk purchase cost, which in this year for us increased by 17.8%. Combined that increase with an average, inflationary adjustment on our operating cost, the weighted average increase then translates into a 14.59%. In so doing, then because our increase from ESCOM for bulk purchases is 17.8%, we are therefore then cushioning our customers to the extent that at the end, the increase to the customer is not the one that we get from ESCOM, but something slightly lower at 14.59%.
In terms of the customer, do you look at that and do you look at affordability and say it might not be our fault that fuel's increased, but there are all of these factors that are influencing, that are making life very much more difficult for the consumer, and they just won't be able to manage? Or is this not something that is taken into account?
Now, it is something that is taken into account for as much as it may not look as such. For example, if you are buying electricity on prepaid, the customer that consumes only 350 kilowatt hours would pay 169 cents, for example, for per unit, whereas somebody that uses 600 kilowatt hours will pay for the usage in excess of 350. It's something like 1.94 rand, which would be a higher price. So therefore, the lower usage customers when somehow cushion it, for as much as they are subject to the 14.59% increase, it is at a lower rate.
In terms of the stability of electricity, does that come into it?
In terms of
the stability of the electricity supply, do you look at it and say, well, hold on, we haven't had a great year in terms of load shedding, in terms of these things, therefore we need to give our, we need to go a little bit easy because there might be more pushback?
Not directly, because for example, when it comes to things like load shedding, we essentially are on the receiving end. But in terms of our distribution, it is our duty then to ensure that there is security of supply for as much as our network is concerned. So these funds that we are charging, these charges that we for electricity supply is then to ensure that customers have access to electricity as and when required. So there is that trade-off for as much as it doesn't appear to be directly the case.
Right. Do you anticipate these types of increases year on year, or do you only look at it year by year on each year?
The increases happen once in a year. But in terms of price stability or forecast in terms of that, not directly, because, again, we are dependent on what happens on the ESCOM side. ESCOM has got a multi-year price mechanism in place, but some which ranges from 3 to 5 years, but sometimes they only get 1 year increase. But if ESCOM has got a 5-year price forecast, which happened in the past, then our price is then expected to be in line with that. But ESCOM then has a mechanism where you forecast, and then we can have clawbacks based on regulatory provisions, which then changes the increase that we were allowed the year before. it then impacts on us because we are buying from them. Our bulk purchase would then also be impacted accordingly.
Last question is that there's been a lot of comments lately, and it's on social media, it's anecdotal, I'm not sure how accurate it is or not, that people are saying they haven't been, when they're buying the prepaid, they aren't getting the correct value in electricity. Is this a concern, or is this just something that people maybe misunderstand in terms of what they've purchased?
When it comes to prepaid, we have got what we call inclining block tariffs. So what it then means practically is that we follow a calendar month. So if you buy 350 kilowatt hours at the beginning of the month, it runs out on the 15th. You would have paid that 350 kilowatt hours, you would have paid 593. Almost 600 rand plus VAT. So let's say, for argument's sake, 600 rand. So if you then go back and if another 600 rand, you would then expect to get something in the order of 350 kilowatt hours. But it is not the case because after 350, you then jump into the second block where the next 150 kilowatt hours are sold at a higher rate. So for the same amount of money, you would then get less kilowatt hours.
Right, I'm with you. So it just depends
and that's
on...
The only, and we always advise people to say, make sure that you keep track of what you use and buy only as much as what you would need. If you run out of electricity on the 25th, don't go and buy 600 kilowatt hours because it will come at a higher price. Rather, go buy, have a sense of how many kilowatt hours you need, the rate is available from City Power, and calculate and see, maybe I need 550 kilowatt hours, so go buy for 50 kilowatt hours, and that will take you to the end of the month. And then at the beginning of the month, when you can go back to the buying a larger for the 600 rand, for example. That way, you would then keep track and make sure that you don't buy when it's too, when the price is high, for electricity that you're not going to use within that month.
That was Frank Hinder. He's a manager for pricing and tariffs at City Power, taking us through that process.